You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me. You have tuned in to WGOD, to where God is always broadcasting. Wanting to hear a word from Him today, and I pray you won't be disappointed. You're going to hear a word from God today, and then you're going to hear a little bit of speculation on my part. Hopefully it's an eye-opener, and hopefully it's a bit of revelation here that God's given me this morning that I want to share with you. Recently, all of you here in Florida know, now I say that because this program is heard as a podcast, and it's going to go around the world here by Saturday afternoon. But here in Central and South Florida, there was another shooting and mass murder at a school here. And once again, we find out that the shooter had drugs, and he had prescribed drugs, psychotropic drugs. And every mass murderer and killer here in the United States, and probably in other places as well, the one common denominator amongst them all is they all have had these psychotropic drugs. And that's what I want to talk to you about here today. Again, under this series here, which we've been preaching at least one day a week in between programs, what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Here's another one right here, friend. I want to read to you now in the book of Revelation, chapter 9, starting in verse 20. It says, now this is right during the middle of the plagues are going on. It says, but the rest of mankind that were not killed by these plagues, they did not repent of the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons and idols of gold and silver, brass and stone and wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. And now this is Revelation 9:21. And they did not repent of their murders, nor of their sorceries, or their sexual immorality, or their thefts. That's the verse I want to talk to you. The word sorcery in Greek is the word pharmakia, and this is how this should be translated here, and that is drugs. If you have a New King James, you'll even see in the margin there, it says in the margin, drugs is a possibility. Sorceries, this is a prophetic look from 2,000 years ago. This is not a look of people that won't stop speaking over their bubbling cauldron and casting in eye of newt and casting spells on people. This is a prophetic look at the end of the age that people won't repent of their pharmakia, that is, their drug use. What'll be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? Drug use is going to be rampant in the world, and people are not going to give it up. And I'm here to tell you today, friend, I have had it over my head today with this country addicted to psychotropic drugs and those that provide it to others. This is the problem, you see. Satan's trying to control people's minds, and he does it through drugs and psychotropic drugs. And there's a country here, this United States, and the people that are in positions of authority prescribe these drugs by the millions to people, and it's killing this country. And that's what's going on here. Drugs. Those that are in this health industry, counselors, psychiatrists, and evil, wicked people are prescribing these drugs to people, and it's destroying this country. You see, Satan uses drugs. First of all, let me give you another revelation, and that is demons are addicted to drugs. Demons are addicted to sex, evil, wicked demons that are addicted to things of this world. They come down here into this world, and they get addicted to these things through people. Demons are addicted to these drugs. Satan's aim is to get everyone under the power of these drugs so that people can lose their mind. You see, the battlefield is the mind. Always has been. This is how Satan attacks you. Not your spirit. Your spirit is one with the Lord. Your spirit is born again. It's your mind. The battlefield is the mind. That's why you need to team up your mind with your spirit, and you need to renew your mind every day through spending time in the Word of God. I speak from experience, from someone who started doing drugs at 15 years old up until 30 years old, and I'm 54 now. I've spent almost half of my life under the influence of drugs from ninth grade on in school, and never again will I ever give up my faculties and the ability to use my mind again. This is how the devil gets the people, through their minds. And he's trying to, and he's doing a pretty good job of it too, of corrupting the minds of everyone here in the United States through having these secular rulers here in this country prescribe mind-altering drugs to everyone, to children. Look at what they're doing to kids and people. They're giving all these psychotropic drugs to people to get them out of their mind so Satan can control you. And they even know that the side effects of these drugs are, many of them is suicidal. Many people have said when they take these drugs, they hear voices on the inside of them telling them to either kill themselves or to kill family members. This is a wicked, this is an evil thing. I'm here to tell you today, I'm going to go on a crusade here, and that is to open up people's eyes. I can't stop authorities and people from prescribing psychotropic drugs to people. But I can tell you that Satan uses this to deceive people, and he uses this to destroy people. The thief does not come but to steal your life, to kill you and wipe you out, and to destroy you and society. There's a battle that's going on right now between good and evil. The Bible tells us we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That is, it's not the psychiatrist. It's the demon behind it is what it is. You got to recognize who your enemy is, friend. I'm here to tell you today, you don't wrestle with flesh and blood. It's not the man. It's not the woman prescribing and giving those things to your child. You got to look behind the mask and identify who your enemy is. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. There's a battle going on for the souls of people, and it's being waged through drugs to get people to lose their only thing that they have, their mind, to fight this thing, this evil that's going on. It's drugs. This is the way Satan has gone in to this country, into the schools, into society. It's through the legalization of these drugs to get people out of their mind. Help me spread the word here today on the evils of these drugs. If you know someone that's on these drugs, get them off of it. Tell them to get off of it. Open their eyes to the truth that Satan uses these things to destroy people. Demons are addicted to drugs. Demons get addicted to things in this world, whether it's sex, lusts, the evils of this world. Demons inhabit people, and they get addicted to these things. And Satan uses psychotropic drugs to get to people and to cause all this evil and destruction here in this country. You know, I've just seen it. I've had enough. I can't take any more, and I'm just here to share with you again today. What'll be the sign of your coming and at the end of the age? It's this right here. And we see here coming up at the end of the age that people are going to refuse to give it up. This whole country's addicted to this stuff. And the people that are in leadership and the position of authority are handing it and dispensing this stuff like candy. I never knew a hyperactive kid when I was in school that was given drugs to calm them down. They opened the door and let him out on the playground and said, knock yourself out. And I did. I knocked myself out. I knocked teeth out and I hurt myself and I got dirty and I grew up. And as Ethel Waters would say, hey, just look at me now. Not going to give me drugs. But that's what they're doing to people. They're giving them drugs. They're prescribing drugs, suit and ties, doctors. People in position of authority are giving drugs to everyone. And this is prophetic. And it's this. Just want you to see this. With everything going on here in this country, and I'm sorry I'm rambling today, please take at least 1 minute out of something that I've said today and take it with you. Okay, friend? Please, at least that. Excuse me for rambling today. We'll be back tomorrow when I'm not rambling, when you can hear the word of God preached verse by verse. But hear me this morning, on this Monday morning or afternoon or Monday evening, I'm here to tell you today that Satan uses these psychotropic drugs that have destroyed this society in this country right now. This is something the devil is using to destroy this nation and destroy the men, women, and children in it. And the people that prescribe it are evil, E-V-I-L. You're evil. Either you know it or you don't. If you don't know it, someone's pushing your buttons and you don't know it. I'm here to tell you today, if you prescribe these kind of drugs to someone, you're on the wrong side. It's time to stop prescribing drugs to get children to lose their mind. Enough's enough. Let's stop the giving of drugs and recognize who the enemy is. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. There's a fight going on right now for the souls, especially of children. Think about the next, what's the word? Yeah, generation. How is it going to be the next 20 or 30 years, next generation? The whole world is going to be numb by drugs. We're out of time here for today. Hopefully I've said something you can take home with you today. Just don't think, friend, it's just one of those things. It's worse than that, and it's deeper than that. This is a spiritual fight that's going on right now for the soul of this country. And I pray that your eyes would be open and that you would be able to identify who the enemy is. You're listening to WGOD Radio. God says that at the end of the age, people are going to refuse to give up the drugs that they're taking. We'll be back again tomorrow with a new program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music, WMIE.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford.